Back in 1910, when the Boy Scouts of America was founded, their stated mission was to teach patriotism, courage, self-reliance, and kindred values. At this point, the Boy Scouts of America says the homosexuals have no place in the teaching of morality to young kids. And in the year 2000, the Supreme Court ruled that because they're a private organization, the Boy Scouts have a right to exclude gay people both from scouting and from leading scouts. This past Tuesday, after 2 years of an evaluation process, the Boy Scouts announced they will continue to exclude gays from the organization, not just as troop leaders, but kids as well. In an official statement, Bob Mazuka, chief scout executive, said, "The vast majority of parents of youth we serve value their right to address issues of same-sex orientation within their family, with spiritual advisors, and at the appropriate time and in the right setting." The Scouts' announcement was met with a lot of disappointment among rights advocates like Michael Cole Schwartz here of the Human Rights Campaign.
There are great gay scouts, there are great gay scout leaders, and there should be no reason why they shouldn't be able to be involved in what is a very important American institution that teaches values like respect.
One of those scout leaders joins us now. Jennifer Terrell disagrees with the membership policy, hand-delivered a petition to the headquarters yesterday with more than 300,000 signatures asking for them to change that policy. And up until April of this year, Tara was a scout leader for her son's Cub Scout den. She was dismissed when it was discovered she was gay. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me how that, I can't even imagine how that transpired, them dismissing you as a volunteer Cub Scout leader for your seven-year-old.
It was horrifying to me, actually. I loved scouting. I still think it's a great program. It just, you know, has this policy that needs changed. So it was devastating.
What was your son's reaction when you told him?
He's sad about it. He doesn't, you know, get to participate in the fun things that we had planned for this summer with his friends. He's missing out on a lot of those activities, but you know, he's resilient. So
I wonder, you know, ironically enough, if your son had been a daughter instead, you'd be okay. The Girl Scouts don't discriminate based on sexual orientation. What's your response to this idea from the Boy Scouts that they're making this decision as a result of requests from parents?
I spoke with Darren Smith in my meeting with him yesterday, and I asked him if he could prove that to me, if he could give me some documentation from this supposed 2-year investigation that nobody knows about. He denied that request. I said, I have actually proof that 300,000 people want this change, and we actually included tens of thousands of comments from scouts, scout leaders, scout masters, former scouts, all through the ranks of scouting that want this policy changed. So while we provided proof of our request, we were denied any proof of their statement. So...
Well, I should say we reached out to the Boy Scouts of America regarding this policy and the petition that you submitted to them yesterday. They wrote back with the following statement. The Boy Scouts of America works to treat everyone with courtesy and respect. Today, representatives from the BSA accepted an online petition from Jennifer Terrell and her family. This is the second time the petition has been delivered to the BSA. The discussion was mutually cordial, very respectful. The BSA values the freedom of everyone to express their opinion and believes that to disagree does not mean to disrespect. Your response?
That's been actually the same blanketed response that they've been giving for quite some time now. The meeting was very respectful and polite. Like I said, I'm not bashing the Scouts by any means. I think it's a wonderful program. We just want to be included in it. You can learn a lot of valuable things from scouting. I also think, on the other hand, you can't teach children to be of good moral character and also teach them that it's okay to hate or discriminate against other people. It's actually very dangerous language. It's very detrimental to the children of today. If a boy happens to realize he's gay at a very young age and he's being sent this message from this huge cultural institution saying you're not good enough to be with us, or somebody's family's not good enough to be with us, it's very dangerous. It's not okay to tell children that they're not good enough based on anything. And my sexual orientation is really just it's no more a part of the core of who I am than anyone else. It's one aspect of my life, and I totally agree that scouting isn't the place to discuss sexual orientation or anything sexual at all. And I never did. It never came up until the Boy Scouts of America brought it up and made an issue of it.
Jennifer Terrell was a leader for her son's troop for a year until she was dismissed this year because of her sexual orientation. But Jennifer, you know, I wrote a blog post about this today. My son is a Boy Scout, and I try to explain to people that they need to make a distinction between the national organization that's headquartered in Texas and these very well-intentioned and often non-prejudiced people like yourself, grandfathers and fathers who volunteer their time to help the kids in their community.
Exactly. And, you know, I love scouting. And at the local level, they knew from day one that I was gay, and they encouraged me and said it would never be a problem. It never was until I uncovered some financial issues within the ranks. So that's where my sexuality then came up. But I had all my scouting parents rallied behind me and said, you know, we love Jen. She's a great leader. We want her back. We don't care if she's gay. It's never been an issue. She was never gay, Den Leader Jen. She was just Den Leader Jen. And the kids love her, and that's really all that matters. So I have the support of them. I have the support of my entire community. And obviously at least 316,000 Americans, I think, is the current count. So
the current count, that makes that implies that you're going to collect more signatures and submit it to the BSA for a third time.
Yes, ma'am. I will. This petition at change.org/scouts will remain open until we win. This isn't going to go away. Just because we delivered some petitions, we're going to just keep delivering them until they recognize us. So it's going to stay open and active. So anybody that hasn't signed it yet, go ahead and go and sign it and share it with everybody you know. Because, and I told Darren Smith yesterday, I'll be seeing you again, sir, because I'm not going away.
It could be years, Jennifer.
I'm still going to be gay, so.
Jennifer Terrell, a Boy Scout leader for her son's troop for 1 year until she was dismissed in April for sexual orientation. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We know many of you have opinions on this. Maybe you are a Boy Scout now. Maybe you were. Maybe you're a troop leader. What do you think about the Boy Scouts policy on gay members? Not only the boys, but the troop leaders as well. Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.